Is that what you,
Are we lucky?
You're saying about, is that realization? Is that your full realization with the one?
Is that the, yes, yes, yes.
Consciousness.
Yes. What is full realization? Waking up from the sleep. We have different sleeps, subtle, subtle. It's like your night sleep. Some sleep, some dreams are very vivid, some not so. Sometimes you're such a deep sleep you don't even know you exist until you come out of your sleep. So, where did I go? We're talking about deep, deep sleep, which in the realization, the realms of realization, deep, deep sleep is the closest to the witness.
Can we accomplish that in this lifetime?
You wouldn't be here if you didn't. You would be outside pulling the jackpot.
I would go even as far as to saying that question is not worth asking.
Well, that's a lot of realization.
Yes. Yes, yes. You know, I say yes as loudly as I can say because, you know, the mind wants to convince us, and it has done an unbelievable job, and is not the, has anything to do with my mind or your mind. It has to do with Maya. Convinced us that we're little. And look, compared to the galaxies, yeah, absolutely, if you're dreaming, you're that. If you're awakened, the galaxy is in you.
So the witness is your true self, right?
For now. For now. Yes.
Omnipotent.
Yes, the witness is still not absolute, but for now is more than plenty.
Is there a difference between the witness and the silence?
Oh, honey, where have you been past 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Witness is in the
silence. The witness is silence. You can call it silence or you can call it witness. There are two names for one thing.
When
you can't separate it from each other.
Was separate from his body and looked down. It was his subtle body.
He was subtle body that was looking, but
that's
who was beyond the eye?
Looking.
The perceiver. If he could perceive, it would be the same as it was with what we did tonight.
Okay.
If he could perceive the subtle body.
No, no. The, you got it, right?
That was a good question, Richard. It cleared up some for me.
Okay. What it is, I would have not been able to explain that until after my meditation. What happened was when the subtle body comes up, you witness, you see yourself down. Yes, is a subtle body that is looking. But who is making the subtle body look is the same witness that we did tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So the subtle body.
It's just like an onion.
Witness,
you know, the top layer, huh?
The subtle body is just a piece of the.
Who realized the subtle body was looking?
Yeah, he will realize.
Subtle body is a subtler dream, and this is why there is more freedom in that. So the subtle body can travel, astral traveling and all of that, but who wants that? Just a stick with your seer.
And at some
Is a mind. Listen to me. Listen. This is a gross mind. This is a subtle mind, the astral body. And there is another layer of subtler than that. It's only mind. So people that do all sorts of things with subtle body, it still is a mind. It's more subtler. Do you see?
Okay.
Still they don't know who is the witness.
At some point in time,
to merge all three.
You don't bother with any of them. You just hold on to the witness.
Okay.
You bypass everything else is imagined in the mind. Everything else. I'm so sorry for some of you. That Maria. come back next week. I promise I will go easy. Axel won't be here next week. Next week. We
2 weeks.
You will be safer if you come. I'm not here.
It's quite simple.
If you think you're the only one that doesn't get it, I assure you, all of these people only get this much of it. I promise you. Even when they say, I got it, don't believe it. Because first you get it, all of you have experienced it. You think you got it. 6 months from now, you look at it and say, my God, now I got it. A year from that, you say, now I got it.
Don't you think that if you're happy and you feel good, you got it? If you're unhappy and you feel bad, you don't have it?
Okay, let's put it this way. When you're happy, you're happy.
Right.
When you're not happy, you're not happy.
Well, I'm saying that because that's exactly what the secret said. That's precisely the message of the secret.
Black
which
and white.
You want. Very black and white. If you're happy, you're on course and you got it. If you're unhappy and you feel bad, you're off course, you
no.
don't have it.
No,
but that's your
I mind. Don't agree with that.
Your mind.
Well,
no, I'm
okay.
gonna. No, I agree that this is wonderful what you're saying, but the reason
well, I'm not
I
even agreeing with that. I'm just saying that's what I just spent about 4 hours watching 2 times, and it's really simple. Because as you're talking about, you go into the crystal area, or the massage area, or other spirits, or other lifetimes. It gets complicated, and no one really can say yes or no on that.
Yes, but when you put it in. Happy or not happy. When you're
right.
happy, you're happy.
Right.
When you're not happy, you're not happy. When you know yourself, you're beyond both.
You're neither.
And that's what we're discussing here.
Rid of the duality.
That's
this
right.
This is because your happiness is the other side of the coin of unhappiness. They always carry each other in the bosom of each other.
I've had some of that understanding as you talk about, just like
yeah.
that. Like you talk about, this is a group that's really small here. And you go out to the streets and you start talking. Like you say, they want to put you in a straitjacket and lock you up.
Yes, yes.
And where I'm talking, like I had shared with you about what I'm working on, is very user-friendly, very that the people that wouldn't be in here could have some understanding of. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. But, you know.
Can I say something?
Right.
Yes, please.
I think I have a mind that I can control well enough that things could be wrong around me, be terribly wrong around me. I can be in the wrong path, but I can still make myself happy, have
right.
that much control of the mind.
Right.
But that doesn't put me in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
All it does
but
is
then
it
you're
puts
also
me,
saying it's wrong.
All it does is it puts me somewhere where I think it's good.
No, if he throws this type of happiness away, he has thrown the opposite of it away.
Yeah,
unhappiness away.
Well, I wasn't hearing that, what Mahmood said. I'm hearing
yes.
he's saying this is bad.
No. He's
well,
saying
I,
that
I,
this is not.
That's what I heard from him.
No, I'm
no,
not
no.
saying bad
I heard you
or
hear that.
Good.
I heard you hear that.
Yeah.
I
no.
heard you hear that, too. I was like, how can somebody tell him he's catching the wrong part? So you got it.
That's what I heard.
I
yeah.
know. But that's not what. That's what she said is what Mahmood was trying to say.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. What Mahmood is saying is that, which I 100% agree, and I'm glad he thinks this way. That is a high consciousness, Mahmood. Is that he knows he can control, but so what? Does he know himself?
Is that what you were saying, Mahmood?
Yeah, I'm trying to say, controlling the mind is useless unless you can extinguish it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I
well
can
said.
Be happy, I can be unhappy. I can demand my unhappiness
mm-hmm.
at any second.
Okay.
Which would also give me the thing about I can demand my happiness any second. But if I can extinguish my mind, I have neither happiness nor unhappiness.
May I say something? And how to explain that is. How to explain that is just, you know, it's so powerful and it's so simple at the same time. Let me share my what I gained from tonight, because it's a lot of things going on in my world right now. I'm going through a heavy transition. I'm getting to become me again. It's a beautiful thing. Anyway, and see, when I'm me, I don't care anything about anything except peace. That's it, you know, and that I just have peace. That's it, okay? And anyway, as all these things run through my mind, I said, no, I'm not going to try to stop it. Just let it go. So it kept running through my mind, and then I listened to everyone talk about things running through my mind, and suddenly I realized that, hey, that was quiet that was watching them. That was quiet, and I thank y'all for that. That was quiet that was
Remind
watching.
Remind me to kiss you afterwards.
That was quiet that was watching all these things. And you know, that was very nice, because it did say that it was okay that all this stuff was going through my mind. And that's all I can say.
Yes, thank you. You said plenty wise. Don, listen. This is exceptional, what happens here. Really is exceptional, not because I'm here. Anybody that comes here and has this type of caliber talking is exceptional.
Right.
What you're referring to, this does not serve masses. You're absolutely right.
Right, or from my experience.
Absolutely right.
Right.
And doesn't this is why it, yeah. that my Good two point. People that are my allies, and they are very close to me,
right.
would like to bring it out, particularly Zinat. But I always say, you have, just imagine that you went to a French bakery, boulanger. You're in the line, you took your number, and the baker says, number 10 is your turn is up. That is who comes here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we can write any stories that lulls people from a bad dream to a better dream, but it will not wake him up, because they are not supposed to be awakened. So if you're writing something that makes them a better life, more positive, go for it.
Right.
You will have tons of readers.
Right.
You would put me out of business.
No.
But, no, I'm kidding. I'm just, that was a joke. But what I'm saying is that absolutely we need people like you and your writing, because you can't take somebody that is dying of financial problem and say, come, I give you the jewel of waking up.
Right.
We need to take him from a stages. So your stage is very beneficial, and it's going to serve a lot of people. And most of time, you know, people that have understood me, they want to scream in the street. I get telephone calls like this. You want to share it? Go ahead.
Yeah, you almost said, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I feel
how
that way.
They didn't understand. Or, you know, you want to scream, let them
right.
know how good
right.
these are.
Right.
You know, just.
That's
yeah.
why I even promoted your.
Yeah. Yeah, but you see, this is the
yeah.
thing. This is the thing. Mm-hmm. It's why I don't want anybody to promote it. Because when you promote it, you don't know if the person is ready. And it can't bother their life. It can make their life go in a sham.
Absolutely.
So this is why I come here. There is no advertisement. The DVDs only go to places that
right.
I know for sure. Yeah. So yes, the answer to your question, if you're writing about happiness is happiness or this and this, yes, people will really. It's like not giving the Noah, the ship of Noah, but giving them a log. And that, when you need to save your life, is plenty good.
If that's what's supposed to be. I'm not
yeah.
even attached to that. I'm going to put out and do,
mm-hmm.
prompted with you jockeying
mm-hmm.
me that one class.
Yes.
And saying, come on, you've
yes.
got something to do
not
here. Let's get on with it.
Yes. But you know what I meant? Although I want you to continue your book, but I didn't mean that you write. What I meant is get on the horse of your own self
right.
and not delay for yourself. Your
and
number is out.
That's part of it.
Then that's
yeah.
it.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm glad we had this talk, Don.